Protests in solidarity with LGBT plus people facing persecution in Chechnya. Around 400 people gathered in Leeds on the 22nd of April to rally in solidarity with LGBT plus people facing violence and imprisonment in Chechnya, Russia. Recently, reports have circulated of imprisonment, torture and killing of gay men along with other groups of people deemed as threats by the Chechen government. The rally called for support for those campaigning in Russia and Chechnya to support LGBT plus people trying to flee the violence. It also called for demanding our government take action to support those trying to leave Chechnya. But the rally also raised that the LGBT plus community in the UK must fight back against the Conservative government here, opposing their treatment of LGBT plus asylum seekers who have been deported back to countries where they face violence and death for reading LGBT plus magazines, for example. We must also oppose the huge impact of the Conservatives' austerity agenda. The rally focused on the fact that the LGBT plus community gained rights by fighting for them, and we need to continue that legacy, to oppose not only the treatment of LGBT plus people in Chechnya, but to fight for an end to discrimination against LGBT plus people everywhere. Michael Johnson, Leeds Socialist Party. Over 150 people marched through Birmingham city centre against the current repression of the LGBT plus community in Chechnya. Reports say that gay men and women have been arrested due to their sexuality, with beatings and extrajudicial killings carried out. Chillingly, the Chechen president, Ramzan Kadyrov, has pledged to eliminate the gay community by the start of Ramadan. Socialist Party members joined in to show our disgust at the persecution suffered by LGBT plus people in Chechnya and throughout the world. We also took the chance to point out that the fight for LGBT plus rights isn't over in this country. Prime Minister Theresa May has voted in Parliament against LGBT plus rights on multiple occasions. On the 8th of June we have the chance to kick her out, let's take it. A young LGBT plus Socialist Party member addressed the rally, mentioning the fact that 100 years ago the Bolsheviks came to power in Russia following the October Revolution, and it became one of the first countries in the world to legalize same-sex relationships. Nick Hart, Birmingham Socialist Party.